School is in session across Oklahoma, even as the pandemic continues to rage and the Delta variant impacts more and more children. Logan Layden with State Impact sat down with reporters Robbie Korth and Catherine Sweeney for a discussion on the disruptions already occurring.
Robbie, you're tracking school closures this fall, and we're only barely into the new semester. What have you found so far?
Well, Logan, we've found roughly a dozen school districts just in the last couple of weeks have had to either pivot to distance learning or close. One even didn't start at all, just started in distance learning. So we're already seeing so many cases of the coronavirus in a few districts that schools are closing. You know, more broadly, we've seen cases announced at other schools, but that's more anecdotal so far.
Catherine, we've been in this pandemic for a year and a half now, but the variant we're dealing with now, it does seem to be impacting younger people more.
Children have always been susceptible to contracting the virus. They have gotten infected, they've tested positive, but it's been pretty rare for them to need to be hospitalized. That seems to be shifting with the Delta variant. Back in July, we started hearing from hospitals that they were seeing kids coming in, kids who were once healthy, coming in and needing oxygen. One of the first physicians we heard that from was Dr. Donna Tiungu at OU Health. She's talking about that in July. We got a briefing from hospitals all over Oklahoma City and statewide this past week on Tuesday. Several of them were saying that they are seeing children come to their hospitals and need pretty intensive care, and that was rare before. So that's a concern coming into this now, going into the school year, that we didn't have last year or the past semester.
And Robbie, we have a state law that prohibits districts from mandating masks, but that's not stopping more and more schools from doing just that, requiring masks. Will there be any consequences for doing that?
Yeah, no, it's really hard to say. So far, we've seen the state's largest public school district, Oklahoma City Public Schools, has defied state law. They've basically, you know, given students an opt-out policy, but only 61 of their 30,000 students have taken advantage of that policy so far. They've actually gotten some support from Governor Kevin Stitt, of all people, who said, you know, because they're giving this opt-out policy, this is in the spirit of the law. The authors of the bill don't agree with that. They do not think that this opt-out policy is in the spirit of Senate Bill 658, which precludes school boards from creating mask mandates. So, you know, we'll see, but it seems like school districts will be allowed to do this type of OKCPS mask mandate, but, you know, so far only just a handful of charter schools in Oklahoma City have done that. Private schools who aren't subject to Senate Bill 658, though, have instituted mask mandates across the state. So we've seen a lot of private schools sort of using mask mandates, which are generally seen as the most effective way of preventing the spread of COVID in unvaccinated people, which is all children under the age of 12.
Yeah, and you know, Catherine, there is a bit of a confusion out there. We've got schools that are doing mask mandates despite the state law. Seems like some of this confusion could be avoided if we had Governor Stitt declaring an emergency. From what you found, from what you know, can we expect that at any point?
Governor Stitt has not announced any kind of intention of declaring an emergency. If anything, I think that it's becoming clear that that really won't happen. One reason I say that is because he did authorize some new emergency rules that give hospitals the flexibility they need for surges. It gives the State Department of Health some flexibility in collecting data. That was one of the reasons people were pushing for an emergency order. They were saying, we need this emergency order for all these health policies, and they actually submitted an order that did those without being a full emergency. And so I think that is pretty good evidence that they're not trying to declare an emergency full on anytime soon.
State Impact Education reporter Robbie Korth and State Impact Health reporter Catherine Sweeney. Thank you.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more, visit stateimpact.npr.org.